Grayson, you're the executive director of ITOCA. Tell us about what ITOCA does in Africa and how this links up with Mann Library here at Cornell.
ITOCA is an international NGO which is based in South Africa, in Pretoria. We focus on capacity building, which is training for ICT and information, particularly working with researchers, scientists, and information specialists, making sure that the professors, the faculty, and also the students have got the capacity and skills to be able to use information.
Now, go back to the beginning of ITOCA and Cornell.
ITOCA was established in 1999. We were based in Zimbabwe at that time, and the idea of ITOCA was that it would lead the outreach and training and ensure that we offer support for TIL in sub-Saharan Africa from an office that is based in Africa. When TIL was born, the idea was that it would be placed mostly at research institutions and at universities, where the users will be able to have access to information, the literature that is published and is found in the journals. But having those information available is one thing, but making sure that it is used and people and researchers know where to find this information and have the skill to be able to do it. So the idea of having an outreach and training office and support office in Africa was then envisaged, and TIL Africa office was then established in Zimbabwe in 1999.
So let's say a little bit about what TIL is and what it means to an institution in Africa.
One of the biggest challenges that the researchers have faced in sub-Saharan Africa particularly is to have access to the internationally produced literature that will ensure that the work that they are doing is up to date. There has been a challenge that they would end up duplicating efforts and doing research that has already been done in other regions, whilst they don't know about that research. So TIL was then built to ensure that there is access to this up-to-date literature, published literature, ensuring that the researchers then have access to this information and they can build on that knowledge, then adapting that to their local environment and adding the experiences that they have in research. So the TIL resource has really complemented the efforts that has been already going on by the researchers and has solved a challenge that has been there over the years.
Now, TIL originally was called a library in a box, and the box has now disappeared. What's happened?
Absolutely. What happened is that TIL came in as a number of CDs in terms of volumes, in terms of actually the physical aspect of it. And the distribution was in a several CDs piled together in what we called it a tower. And that really gave the message or the idea of the TIL in a library in a box. And when we moved on with the technology around 2005, when the hard drive became more accessible and more affordable, TIL then moved on to that technology, taking the content from the CD and now distributing it on the hard drive. So it is still the same TIL, it is still the same concept, now more adaptable and more portable, let me say, ensuring that it can get easily to the research institutions, particularly those that are in the remote areas. And once the hard drive is placed there and it is connected to the computers, the researchers are able to access this literature and all this content that is available in TIL.
Now, how do you in ITOCA keep in touch with Cornell? Is there an ongoing relationship?
Absolutely. When we work, we continue to collaborate on a daily basis with Mann Library. The TIL team at Mann Library is in touch with us through several means, over email, over such tools like Skype, where we discuss the plans and activities that we have and the strategies that we are using. And we continue to work together, talking to the researchers at the universities and the researchers at the research institutions on a daily basis, giving them the support that they need. So there is continuous collaboration between iTOGA and Mind Library's team working on TIL.
Let me go back for a moment to the issue of the hard drive and the technology. How has the new information technology developed in Africa? Is it quite available?
When we started in 1999, the distribution of TIL, I must say, when we were based in Zimbabwe during that time, the first TIL set was actually at the University of Zimbabwe with support from the CIFAD program here at Cornell. We were working with the Dean of the Faculty of Agriculture then, and we made sure that when we launched TIL, the university really realized the importance of this valuable investment that they had actually brought in into the faculty. And it was a big thing bringing in the Vice Chancellor of the university to actually do the inaugural opening of the resource at that time. If we move on 5 years later from that, internet was not readily available and the connectivity was not as stable during those years. And when we looked in 2005, talking to the researchers in the region, we realized that connectivity, although it had improved at many research institutions, particularly those that are up country and they are not in the main cities, the connectivity was not reliable enough to carry actually things like PDFs and images that you would find on the internet and in the research papers. So the niche that TIL has been addressing, which is the issue of offline resources, was continued to be needed at that time. And moving on now to 2013, where internet connectivity has improved quite gradually, particularly in the cities in sub-Saharan Africa, mainly with the help of the coming in of the undersea cables that have now come in, particularly on the East Coast and the West Coast, giving connections to mainly those countries that are in those regions. There is improvement in the accessibility of internet. But as you go into the interior of the continent, you will find that there are many areas where internet connection is still a challenge. And therefore, the solution for an offline resource like TIL continues to be relevant and in demand a lot. And the researchers really appreciate the fact that we have continued supplying this service to them.
You mentioned, Gracian, that this is the year 2013. I might remind people listening that we, in fact, are recording this in July of 2013 in Mann Library, where the World Congress for the International Association of Agricultural Information Specialists has just concluded. And I should also remind people listening that you are Gracian Chimwaza, and you're the Executive Director of the Information Training and Outreach Center for Africa. So that's just a reminder of where we are. Let me go back to the business of taking TIL on hard drives to African institutions, primarily universities. This is not simply a matter of taking a piece of technology and putting it down in an institution. You have to do something about training people. And let's look at a couple of pictures and tell us about the training.
One of the important components of making sure that the resource is actually used and adopted at the universities and research institutions is that we must ensure that we create awareness and promote the resource. And this is achieved through training workshops and through exhibitions that we run, particularly at conferences and workshops. iTalka has been running this training, the trainer workshops, where we are training those selected, particularly librarians, information specialists, and faculty, to ensure that they are aware of the resource, and then they will in turn be charged with the responsibility to go and refer their colleagues and also train their students on the resource.
And so what are we seeing in this picture? What are we seeing?
So in this picture, you can see that one of the institutions in Nigeria, Ali Ambrose University, organized their own training after one of their librarians, the automation librarians, had attended an iTalka training workshop to be a trainer and become a resource at their institutions. And therefore, they went on to organize a training workshop, and these pictures show the participants in that workshop.
And here's another picture from that workshop?
That's correct. That's another picture actually showing them with the flyers and promotional materials that they were distributed to them that they can now then use when they go back to their faculties and in their departments after the training.
How widespread has the TEAL project extended in Africa?
TEAL is quite widespread, particularly in the east, the central, west, and the southern region in Africa, where many universities have had the challenges of access to research. And therefore, the adoption in those areas, in those regions, have really been quite encouraging, where we are ensuring that each main library where there is a faculty of agriculture at that university has access to TEAL. And that TEAL can be located either in the main library or in the library of the faculty. We have now over 50% of the distribution of TEAL sets being in sub-Sahara Africa, if you look at the worldwide distribution in the developing countries for TEAL.
Mm-hmm. Now we have another picture here. This looks to me like TEAL in action. Tell us about this.
That's right. This is a setting in the library at one of the universities, University of Baraton, which is in eastern Kenya, where the users are actually using TEAL in the library setting, where the computers in the library have got the interface for TEAL, and users like faculty and students come there to do the training. So this is in action, where you can see the users using the resource.
And here is another picture.
Yes, one of my colleagues, Mercy Moyo, actually went to Zimbabwe a few months ago, and she was at the Mutare Polytechnic and doing training where they brought in librarians from the eastern region in Zimbabwe, and they also brought in faculty and students to that training. So you can see here doing the training in this picture.
Mm-hmm. What does the availability of TEAL mean to an African university?
The resource can be accessed locally, which means that the institution does not have to have reliable internet to be able to access TEAL. So that is a major issue and a major aspect why TEAL is so valuable to the institution. That means once they have invested in the electricity, they have invested in the computers, and they have that working, even if the connection for the internet fails that day, the researchers, the faculty, the students will have access to the information that is available in TEAL. And hence, they have, most of these institutions continue to invest in TEAL since they started using the TEAL many years ago.
Do you have some evidence or some idea as to how significantly people, in fact, are using TEAL in these African universities?
That's right. One of the issues that we do and the aspects of TEAL is that we encourage the TEAL responsible liaison contacts who are in the libraries at these universities to collect information and statistics for the usage of TEAL. And what we have managed to do over the years is to have that aspect collected automatically from the till sets, where the users now, when they use till, we count, and that those are the indicators showing us the demand for till. That has been quite encouraging, and more so the stories that we hear from the researchers themselves when they tell you about the papers and manuscripts that they have been able now to submit to different journals because they accessed information in till.
Mm-hmm. You're very much involved in expanding the use of till and promoting the use of till. Tell us a bit about what that involves and what the challenges are.
Initially, when we started promoting till, what we did is we actually went to many of these universities and researchers. So it was actually a physical visit where you're actually going, talking to the deans, talking to the heads of departments, the researchers themselves, and the faculty. We then supplemented that by also making sure that we have our presence at the workshops, the conferences that are relevant to agricultural information. And these researchers are attending that, and we would do a presentation, we will do a pitch about the resource. Those kind of promotions really have brought in the usage for till and the adoption that we have seen in many of these institutions. Now we continue and follow up that online using platforms like Facebook, using platforms that are the social media, to make sure that we are getting the message out there to the researchers and particularly to students, because the students who are undergraduate students, once they know about this kind of resource and when then they reach the stage where they need to do their literature review, they need to be able to submit projects that have been well researched. They know about the resource, so they will be looking out for it, and they go to the libraries and they ask for this kind of resource. So we are creating the demand as we are going and creating the awareness to make sure that they know about the resources.
Now, most African universities are able to get till, but there are some requirements.
That's correct. Because till is a subscription-based resource, that means a university or a research institution has to pay for the subscription for that. Some universities have been able to use their own resources to be able to do that. Some have not been able to do that, and therefore they've had to apply for support from organizations like the CTA of Netherlands that has been able to support that, and many other foundations and agencies that are interested in information in agriculture have been able to support from outside the institutions to enable these institutions to acquire till sets.
We're sitting here in Mann Library making this recording. What is it that brings you back to Cornell?
Well, I continue to come to Cornell and look forward to it every year. Because that collaboration that we are doing with Cornell, sitting back, reviewing the activities that we have had in the previous year and also planning forward to the activities, has always been key to our strategy in the outreach and training in Africa. This time when I came up to the ILD Congress, but making sure that I couple that with the meetings for till, and that's what we are doing today, tomorrow, and before I leave, we will have been working on a strategy on the way forward for till.
It would seem from what you said that till, which started here in Mann Library, has had a significant impact in Africa and in education and research in Africa.
Absolutely. What we have seen over the years, in the last 14 years, is that now you walk into a research institution or you walk into a university, you talk about till, and that brand is recognized. And it is known for contributing to education significantly, because the aspect of research and ensuring that the researchers have got up-to-date information is key to the adding of the knowledge in agriculture, and hence tools like till have really made a huge significance at those institutions.
Thank you very much, Gratian Chimwaza.
Thank you, Prof. Thank you.